Yeah, the Bengals, manic Monday. Thankfully, though, it's a terrific Thursday.
Yeah, nearly there. This
Friday's
week is flying
Eve.
In.
Yeah, it was good first week, wasn't it?
Not bad now, yeah.
Went along at a decent pace. Oh, I know.
Hoorin' along
is absolutely right. Welcome along, folks. Friday's Eve, Thursday, 9th of January. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim here at Classic Hits. Thank you for doing that, as always. And thank you for giving us a shout. Guess who's back? Dean from Newbridge is back.
Dean from Newbridge?
Yeah, it doesn't really rhyme, but you know
it doesn't,
what I
mean. But that's what he said.
Well, basically. He said he's been away for a while.
Yeah.
And he didn't elaborate on it.
Care to give us an explanation, Dean from Newbridge? He's just going to leave us hanging there.
We should ask for a doctor's note or something.
Jim was worried sick.
I was absolutely beside myself.
He was going to jump into the car there. He was so...
head down.
He was. He hijacked a shuttle bus in the airport looking for you and everything yesterday.
That's mad. I'm only hearing this story from you.
It's a mad story.
I have to confess, I am the most ill-informed human being on planet Earth.
Well, you do I never living your life, you know.
Looking at any news or feeds or any sort of a thing.
It's one of the maddest stories ever what happened there yesterday. Well, sure, we should probably have a little
we'll
bit
have
of
a chat about it later. You can fill me in properly on it.
And Harry, you've heard about Harry, have you?
The weird thing about... Oh, well, yeah, I heard about that. Yeah. I heard that last night.
Unreal, isn't it? Grown man moves out of his ma's gaff.
And issues a statement.
And still refuses to get a job. You know, like, what? He's financially independent as long as he doesn't have to work.
That's weird, because I thought you were going to be pleased. I thought it was him getting off the dole. I thought it was him setting up his business or something, but what? It's not, is it? No.
Yeah, tell me what he's going to do. What's he going to do? He won't be driving shuttle buses for a living, that's for sure.
No, he'll end up on a board somewhere. And I don't mean a plasterboard.
Yeah.
He'll end up on a board somewhere.
What an absolute tosser. They all are tossers.
Looks like it's starting off well, anyway. Anyway, listen, folks, good to have you with us.
I have more respect for your man trying to make the few quid selling the shuttle bus.
Did he try and sell it?
No, I think it was two lads. Oh, sure, we'll talk about it later. Yeah. But they went on the rampage, actually. Thankfully, nobody was hurt.
Mad stuff. Right, so Dean, anyway, good to have you back. I see JP there. I see Aaron there as well, wishing us a happy new year. First of his early mornings, I think. Jurassic Greg is there. I spot English Ian. There's Margaret and Dunlee. I say that all the time.
I know, yeah. Margaret in Dunlee.
In Fermoy.
In Dunlee does sound, in fairness to you, Margaret of Fermoy, or Margaret Fermoy of Dunlee.
Yeah.
It does sound like a place name.
You should declare your house, your little house and garden and stuff. You know, the townland of Dunlee.
Townland of Dunlee? That's.
Yeah.
That
where do you live?
I
live in Dunlee. Oh, really? Where's that? It's in Fermoy. Yeah. God, I've never heard of it. I lived in Fermoy all my life. Yeah, it's just a small area.
Small area. She's in the backyard.
And Dan is in Cork, as always.
Of course he is. How are you, Dan in Cork?
And God is in his heavens.
Oh, yeah. Dan in Cork. He's the Cork City fan, isn't he? Yeah. Oh, we're counting down the days now. Counting down the days. Almost, 5 weeks or something to the League of Ireland kicks off.
Till it all begins.
Oh, I'm dying for a day out in Daly Mills.
Do you start with a big one?
Oh, yeah, it's a huge one. It's Rovers.
Start with
a
derby. That's what I was thinking I was thinking that. That's going to be a biggie, all right.
Oh, it's going to be a cracker.
Anyway, listen, folks, it's good to have you along. As always, 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. We're going to do the birthdays in just a minute. As we mentioned in the little promo for today's show yesterday, big birthday on the footballing front today. It's on the way. Yeah, hey, Soul Sister from Train here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Right, here we go, into the birthdays. Now, it's not a fantastic mix. Right,
okay.
I'll grant you that, right, okay.
Well, sometimes you say that and we end up getting awful excited over a Russian robot maker or something
Right, okay, but this one, of course, this is the big one.
A missed kick by Sansom, in goes Aldridge, and Houghton! 1-0!
Ah!
And Ray Houghton has got the breakthrough!
Yeah, and to be fair to him, he scored a couple of significant ones. There was the English one, obviously, is the one that's kind of quoted all the time. But the goal against Italy.
That's the one I
with
remember
the little
so well.
Roll and everything.
His little forward roll after 1-0 against the Italians. First bet I ever placed that match was. Oh, God. Well, that's why I'm so fond of him, I think. Andy seems like a bit of crack.
Yeah.
Andy was one of those generations.
Have you ever met him?
No, I've never met him.
I just
thought
maybe with hanging around RTE or something, like he might have been punditing or something.
No, I never met him. I'd love to meet him. I met Tony Cascarino, who was an absolutely gas man.
Yeah.
Who you'd be genuinely worried about having on the radio these days because he's so inappropriate when he wants to be. He's hilarious.
Yeah.
He
seems like a lad who you'd be kind of... You would be almost kind of like, seriously, were you honestly a footballer?
Yeah.
Or are you just, is this a joke? Is it?
And he's genuinely like, he's 8 foot. Like, he's a gas man. But I'd love to meet Ray Houghton. He just seems like a real sort of a nice fella. And he's Scottish.
Yeah.
So he was part of that generation of Irish footballers where none of them were Irish.
That was it. It was that special Jack. Oh. He was the man who, like, it was part of that, as you say. The whole granny rule became famous.
Became
with
famous.
Himself and John Aldridge and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, we had Mickey Lineker and Paddy Gascoigne and all playing for us.
So the bell Ray Houghton. Actually, we should have tried to get him on. He probably would come on the show. He's probably that sort of bloke.
I'd say, if you got a good route to him, I'd say he would, yeah. He's a really nice fella, I'd say. Look at me projecting my expectations onto another person.
And if he's not, I'll tell you.
The only problem is, of course, he played for Leeds and Villa. Or not Leeds, Liverpool.
Liverpool
and Villa.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Although he's part of that Villa team that was kind of like the Ireland B team.
Remember with Staunton and
Cascarino,
everything. With
Staunton, Townsend, they were all playing there.
Yeah.
And then he was a part of that. I was kind of like, this is just the Ireland lad. Jack Charlton just talks to Villa. Who's available and have they got an Irish granny? Right, I'm going to say he's like, hold on. He's like 56.
Oh, 58.
Ah, fart, right.
58, good stuff. Right, now, funny you should mention Harry earlier on, right? Because this is, what would this be? His sister-in-law's birthday.
His sister-in-law?
Yeah. Catherine, Duchess of Cambridge.
Oh, jeez.
You and I would know her, of course, as Kate.
Oh, right.
Kate Middleton.
I was about to say, I have no idea who that is until you said the Kate bit.
Yeah. That would be his sister-in-law, wouldn't it?
It would be his brother's wife.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure, yeah. She doesn't be whining and whinnying on, like, you know?
Yeah, she's very
she's
much in
the... knows.
Yeah.
We have a too good here.
She's been schooled in the way, hasn't she?
Yeah,
she knows how to sort
of...
You
notice the only two Windsors that ever, like, decided to leave both married Americans.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't they? Edward VIII... Wasn't it eight? Edward VIII, I think.
Yeah.
And
Didn't we talk about him before for something else?
Yeah. He was one of the biggest skinflints, cheapskates in history, yeah.
Yeah.
He was your man. He was your fella that when they asked him to pay his bill, he used to stare into the middle distance and start whistling a tune.
Was he the lad who played bingo on the ships?
That's him. That's him. Used to play bingo all through his holiday to try and win the money back he spent on it. And I bet Harry's trying to, like, you know, get a stand on his own 2 feet, and he'll be the same.
Harry will start appearing on a load of American game shows. It'll be like, who wants to be a millionaire?
You know, me.
What's your chosen subject? Servants from the 1585 to present day.
What's your favourite TV show? Downton Abbey. I don't know how people lived in such chaos.
Yes, how did those poor people get by?
Unbelievable. Their servants didn't even know what they were cooking half the time.
Right, anyway, Kate, who we don't know anything about, she's not really very public.
I don't really know, no. Thankfully, I don't know much about
her.
Well,
you can have a stab at her at her age.
I'll have a stab that she's younger than me, anyway. She's like 36.
38?
Ah, right.
38.
Fat.
Right, now, here's where it gets a bit weird, right? I've got a choice of 1, 2, 3, 4, right? So if you recognise any of these names, feel free to shout out, okay?
Right.
Because I know none of these would be... Well, actually, some of them would be. Some of the music ones would be. Sergio Garcia. Any idea?
Yeah, who's he again?
Have a guess. What does he do?
He's a footballer.
No, he's a golfer. What about...
How do you know? How do you know? I'm just going to leave that out there. You know what I mean? We're all familiar with the name, and now
really?
Jim is the one that's definite. I'll leave that with you.
Leo Cullen.
He's a golfer.
No, he's a rugby coach. Was a rugby player.
Oh my God, you're hitting me with the hard stuff today.
No, we'll rule them out, but here's the ones you'll be in with a shout with, right? There's Hadaway.
Swimmer.
He's the singer. What is love? Hadaway. What is that? You know.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Or there's your mate. I'm sure you know this bloke.
Does he sing that tall man in Tala?
No, that's Alane.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Well, how am I supposed to keep up? There's a Hadaway, there's an Alane, there's a Sergio.
You know What Is Love? We play it all the time. Is Love? Yeah.
I know.
Baby, you don't hurt me, other.
I just thought the tall man in Tala was the same fella.
Right, well, then what about this one? This'll be the one. Paolo Nutini.
Oh, yeah, he played for AC Milan. Okay, I'm messing now. Yeah, he's the other new teenies.
The most un-Scottish name ever.
Of all time, yeah. He's about as like Italian sounding as he comes, but he is about as Italian as a bowl of spaghetti hoops.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah, he is proper. He is, well, I mean, somewhere in his heritage, there's got to be a bit of Italian.
Yeah, he's a good chanter, him. I had one of his albums there a few years ago, and I listen to it still fairly regular. Like, it's
kind of
handy.
Pop, folky,
it's easygoing, kind of, folky, poppy stuff. Yeah, it's not bad at all.
Yeah.
Right, what he's...
I don't know how you... I can't even visualise that man in my head.
I think I know what he looks like.
Right.
I think I do know what he looks like. He's like...
finish on a high.
41.
33.
Oh, a different fella I'm thinking of.
And now you're up to date on the home of the No Repeat 7-7, putting €1,000 on the line every hour. This is Classic Hits.
Good stuff. Thanks, Tara. Almost 6:31. Happy Friday's Eve to you.
Happy Friday's Eve. First Friday's Eve proper of our new year. Yeah.
It's good stuff.
This week did fly in. You were right yesterday. You were saying it was flying along.
No, it was flying along until we got to 4:30 this morning when the alarm went off. That's when it stopped flying along for me. But anyway, we'll get over the home. Yes, it did.
Alarm went off.
My alarm.
What am I talking about? Yeah.
Alarm get off.
That would be an extreme way of waking yourself up, all right.
I'm actually sets the house alarm on the street.
Yeah.
I am actually probably at that point because I snooze. We've had this debate before.
I know,
I snooze like 4 or 5 times every morning.
So what time's your first alarm go off at?
It goes off at 4:20.
And then 25 past, and then half past,
25 too.
And what time do you finally get up then?
Normally drag myself out about quarter to five.
Oh my God.
Why do you do that to yourself?
So I'm only short of actually setting off the house alarm. It is probably a way to go.
Oh God.
Would you not just decide, bugger it, I'll set one alarm?
No, I can't. I just can't. I can't. I'm from a long line. The Duggan family are notorious sleepers. I mean, I've slept through earthquakes. I've slept through, like, you know, massive hailstones the size of golf balls. I went home one day from doing the early shift a few years ago. So I'd have a little snooze for an hour. And I didn't wake up again until the next morning when the taxi man was at my door trying to wake me up to go to work. That's a fact.
Oh my God.
That's incredible.
So I am like, no, I need to snooze. And maybe I need a house alarm as well.
Wow.
That is incredible.
Your neighbours would really love you setting the house alarm every morning at 4:30. It really got out well.
Yeah.
Needs must.
Everybody up. Tara's version of a cockerel. Her house alarm.
That's what you need.
Maybe I need a cockerel. I do.
Ace of Base, All That She Wants, and Two Hearts from Phil Collins just ahead of that. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 21 minutes to 7 o'clock Thursday, Friday's Eve, 9th of January. Welcome along, folks. And Orla wants us to say hi to Selena and Paul. They're getting married on Saturday, so best of luck, folks. I don't know where they are or what the connection is there. Probably just friends.
Yeah, so have a great one. I hope it's a deadly day for you.
Yeah, so Selena and Paul, best wishes from Orla there. We've just been wished Happy New Year from Rich Horner.
Thank you, Rich Horner. And thank you for waiting until the week is nearly done, because that makes it even better, actually. Reminds us about
the
good stuff.
That's a great name, isn't it, Rich Horner?
It is. It's very sort of... TV, American TV presenter.
Yeah.
I'm your host, Rich Horner.
Yeah.
And welcome to the 10 biggest mysteries or something like that.
Yeah. Or one of those big news channels. Yeah. CBS News Tonight.
Live from Iran with Rich Horner.
Yeah.
It is. It's got all that about it, yeah.
Lennon Limerick is there as well, and the Wexkin. Also, fair play, somebody just put me straight. I said to you when we were talking about, you were talking about Tall Man and Tala.
Yeah.
And I said it was Alani. But Alani's the name of the song. Wes is the artist.
Wes?
Yeah, well, you know the way you were getting confused with Hathaway?
Yeah.
Well, just to make you more confused, it wasn't Hathaway.
Right.
It wasn't Alani. It was actually Wes.
So they're all Hathaway songs, is what we're saying.
No. Not quite.
That's what I'm taking from this. That's what I've decided to take. That's the information I need from this.
Absolutely. And also, Dee has decided that she would literally murder Tara if she had to lie next to her with those alarms going off 5 times a morning.
15 minutes of alarms or something every single morning, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll never understand it.
No,
if you struggle getting up that much, give yourself the extra unbroken sleep.
I was just going to say, the unbroken bit is the best bit.
That's the bit you benefit
from.
Once
the alarm goes off, you never get back into, or if you do manage to get back into sleep, it goes again.
It's just a bit of trauma all over again.
I
never understand it. I never, like, one ring, grand.
Yeah.
Sort yourself out.
Although I do have to kind of make sure that I force me feet out of the bed when the alarm goes.
Oh, yeah, because there's nothing worse than
any dallying at all.
I'll get up now.
Yeah.
And then you wake up 2 hours later.
Absolutely. If there was any dallying at all with me, I'd run the
risk.
Oh,
yeah, no, you have to. Yeah, oh, you have to get moving.
You literally have to force yourself out of bed.
Yeah, oh, you have to
stand up. Anyway, listen, what do we got for you today? The chance potentially to win yourself more tickets for the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre, their production of The Sound of Music. Clelia Murphy, a good friend of the show, former Fire City star and all that, appearing in that one. And we've some more tickets for you to win on that today. So we'll find out exactly how we're going to do it. We haven't quite decided yet.
I haven't quite decided yet, but we do have those tickets to give away. We were all mad about it yesterday.
Speaking of tickets, it's going to be kind of interesting for PJ today, because when we come to the breakfast table quiz, you know, we've had a ticket pick and mix, and people have picked, and the
Simple
mix is
Minds.
Now, there's not so much mix left.
Not really, it's gone. We had the script, we had Simple Minds, and we'd Simply Red. And funny enough, now that we're at the end, of, tail end of the week, we've got two pairs of Simply Red left. Everybody pinched the other ones.
BJ's about to come face to face with somebody who's a genuine Simply Red fan. You'll be able to quiz them and everything.
Well,
like literally, I suppose.
It's a sort of an effort, an exercise in diplomacy, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a bit like Trump and the Iranian lads. You know, well, trying to find some middle ground. You know, not start a war. It's a bit like that. We'll get
anyway,
there.
So, if you're a Simply Red fan, this is the day for you on the Breakfast Table quiz. A bit later on, we got a pair of tickets going along and see them live. Hitbit, of course, as you'd expect. That's on the way after 7 o'clock. We're getting very, very, very close to the grand at this stage, aren't we?
980 quid, yeah, 980 this morning. So it's quite a lot of money. Yeah. Well worth having a go. And that's, like we're always saying, classichits.ie, because there's loads of wrong answers now.
Yeah.
There's no point ringing and giving one that was gone before.
And there's loads of bits and pieces to chat about, not just the Harry thing that PJ mentioned earlier on that he's delighted about. Also, of course, there's that crazy story of the shuttle bus from Dublin Airport. What's Dublin Airport, was it?
Yeah, it was Dublin Airport. Yeah, it's a mental story.
It's like a real life version of that movie Speed.
Yeah, it is.
It's weird. So we'll tell you about that. I'm sure you probably know about it, but we'll give you our take on it. And also a couple of PJ's favourites. There's a mad dog story that we have for you today, and it is proper mad.
I have made a brand new discovery, a scientific discovery about what dogs do.
Yeah, when they do.
When they're doing the do.
What they do.
It's kind of amazing. I have to be honest, it's incredible.
Yeah. Anyway, listen, all of that's on the way. If you want to give us a shout, of course, more than welcome. We love hearing from you. 087-188-0008. Free to do it on WhatsApp. Aha, Take On Me here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with BJ and Jim. Thursday morning, 9th of January, Friday's Eve, as we like to think about it. Kind of a first full week back, really, isn't it, for most people.
I think for a lot of people, yeah. Unless you're, unfortunate enough to have a real job.
Yeah.
But for most of us, we are back this week, and thankfully we're marching on towards a Friday, and it's come quick enough,
heading
I think.
Towards the weekend. Almost 9 minutes past 7 o'clock. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout.
Who let the dogs out?
And what did you let them out to do?
You let them out to do their business. That's what my ma always used to say. She used to follow the dogs around the garden before we were going to bed. And she'd be doing the whole, come on now, do your busy, busy. Do your busy, busy. That's what she used to say all the time.
It's a strange life, that, being a dog, isn't it? Because it's a long time since I've had a dog. Probably I was a kid the last time I had a dog. But anyway, but you see people with dogs, and when they do that thing with the garden, you know, if they're house dogs like that, small dogs, say, for example, that spend a lot of time in a house, and then they bring them out for the to do their business.
Yeah.
And, like, it's basically got to go on demand.
But
so like, right,
go
now.
Go on
now. Do it now. And I'm standing out here in the cold.
And they do a slash and all, no problem. And then you see all the sniffing start. And it's like, what are they? You know, they'd be marching up and having a sniff of the bush there. And then they look at you and go, all right.
What are you doing out here?
Trot along then.
What are you doing out here? Yeah. Waiting on you.
And then they go and they sniff something else. All right. You're like, well, come on. Do the busy. And you're always wondering, what are they doing? Like, why can't they just drop it and go? Well, there's been a new study. There's been 2 years of research.
Drop it and go.
Drop it and go. Yeah.
That's a brilliant doggy slogan. I just drop it and go.
Well, that's, you know, if you're on the road going to a petrol station or anything, you don't be walking around it three times. You know, you don't get out of the car and walk around the petrol station three times and sniff the arse of a trucker. Right? You know, then yeah, walk in.
Probably best not to do that.
Do a couple of circles. You know, you don't do that. You just want, you go in, you drop it and go. Right?
It turns out that, like, all of this that we thought was them just faffing around and, you know, chasing bees or doing whatever mad stuff that might just pop into their head.
Exactly.
It's not all just faffing around.
It's not all just faffing around. So they spent 2 years of research doing this. Dogs poo in alignment with the Earth's magnetic field. This is a new discovery.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is proper science.
This is real science. So they found that dogs use the Earth's magnetic field when they're relieving themselves. And not only that, though, they do it in a north-to-south axis, right? So they always do it either facing directly north or directly south. For some reason, and they've no idea why this happens. So they never do it east to west or west to east, never. And after examining 70 dogs, right, 70 dogs of 37 different breeds over the last 2 years, they watched 1,893 papoos, right? They watched 5,582 wee-wees, the researchers did.
They must have loved this research job.
They got to hang out with dogs for 2 years. I can't think of a better way to spend your day.
Watching them poo and wee-wee.
And sure, most of the time you're playing with them, just waiting for them to do the doo-doos and the wee-wees, right?
How long before your next business?
Yeah, and they're like, I don't know, just I do it as I feel it. You know yourself. You know, I'm going to chase a squirrel now and then I'll come back for the doo-doo if I think I feel like it. So there they are. That's over 2 years, right? And then they found that under calm magnetic field conditions, right? So basically, to explain that, right? That meant they were in an environment where there was no walls, they weren't on leads, there was no roads or straight lines that might sort of dictate to them.
Yeah.
You know, anything that would suggest anything other than just their natural papoos and wee-wees, right?
Right.
They're very natural, normal, as if they were wild.
So
what
we're saying is there was nothing there to give them a sense of direction. There wasn't a sign pointing them towards Mayo or anything.
Yeah, they weren't like, didn't see a sign that says M50 North.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh yeah, grand. Now I'm sorted. Even though the thing is curved. So they didn't do any of that. And here's what has the research come to? Well, they don't know. They don't know. We don't
Brilliant
know if it's conscious
research.
Or we don't know if it's instinctual. So we don't know if they're smelling, seeing something or if they, you know, that sort of thing. That makes them go north-south, or if they just instinctually feel better, or, you know, we don't know. But one thing we do know is they poo-poo and they wee-wee north-to-south. When wee-wee, not as much, but they definitely do the poo north-to-south and never east-to-west.
That's
and
they say, amazing.
And they reckon it's actually a breakthrough discovery because it means who knows why. They just want to play with cats next.
It's kind of like feng shui. Yeah, dog poo.
But I tell you something, thankfully, you're lucky you get to adopt your own dog and your dog doesn't get to adopt you. Imagine the dog, you went to adopt your dog. Is it an east facing garden or a north facing garden? Because I can't be walking in and doing a poo looking at the west.
Which way does I normally go in the morning? Which way does the sun be?
Yeah, where does the sun come up? Because I mean, I don't want to go out the front. All the neighbours will be looking at me. Thankfully people aren't the same. Imagine moving into your gaff and realising the jacks was the wrong way round. Having to sit sideways facing the sink.
Sideways on it, or completely the other way around, facing the cistern. What are you doing?
Someone coming in and you're doing a wee in the sink. What are you doing? It's just I can't do it. The toilet's facing
it's
the wrong way.
It's facing blooming west. It's what am I supposed to do, for God's sake?
I'm going to have to get into the shower for a poo next.
That's mad.
Yeah.
So they don't know why they do it, just know they definitely do it.
Absolutely no idea.
That they can't they can't do what they need to do unless they're facing either north or south.
So next time you see your dog doing the circles or running around the garden, that's what they're doing. They're trying to face the right direction that feels comfortable to do the do-do.
That's mad.
And as somebody who likes to do it, spend time at it myself, I kind of understand where they're coming from.
That'll be great now. The next time PJ's in the car with his dogs, it'll be like, where am I? I'm lost now. Where? I could have sworn I was on the right. Hang on a second. Get out there and do
your business.
Do
and
your
I'll
business.
See if I'm going.
Till I see which way
see
I'm going.
See if I'm pointing Cork or Donegal.
New Radicals, you get what you give. 19 minutes past 7 here at Classic Hits. Turns out a lot of people picking up on your research there, your little findings, PJ. Sheila says that her dogs do it facing her all the time. So she's obviously in the right place.
Sheila's the one that's facing south or north all the time.
That's weird. Her dogs do it facing her. Where is she? There she is.
I think it would be an interesting...
Staring you out while they do their business.
I tell you, I think it's an interesting thing that
well,
we should...
Well, you see, that's what you've started. Because JP's been on to say he's going to now, as a result of that, because you put it in his head, he's going to be going around with a compass with his dog.
So am I. And every one of us that has a smartphone has a compass on us at all times, right? So I think we should do the experiment.
That's brilliant.
I think we should all, don't just bring your poo bags, bring your compass as well. And I think we should all bring our poo bags and our compass, and I think we should do this experiment at least until, you know, for a couple of days, maybe till Monday, and see if there's any truth to it by our own sort of scientific experimentation.
So your Insta story over the next little while will be pictures of you with a compass and your dog having it. Yeah.
Having a poo-poo. There's my compass in my phone, look.
There you go, spot on. So which way would you have to be facing? Not that that's going to make a lot of difference to anybody while you're on radio,
but
still.
I was hoping it'd be facing Mike, but that's West. So he'd have a side view now.
You'd be staring.
I'd be actually bang on facing you, so.
Oh, brilliant, brilliant. Yeah. Staring me out while you're having a poo.
Yeah, making eye contact and a certain dominance.
Unbelievable. You're worse than Sheila's dog, you are.
Oh, God.
By the way, Kevin in Wicklow wants you to go and visit and tell his house-trained husky.
Yeah.
Because he's woken up to a big poo in the kitchen the last two mornings.
Oh, no. Well, I don't know what, and he's house training.
Well, maybe his kitchen just happens to be on a perfect north south axis.
Yeah, or maybe he needs to get. Maybe someone needs to go earlier,
Kevin,
and let him out.
Yeah. Let me see. What else have we got here, lads? Now that you mention it, I think my late Bijan Freeze used to pivot on one of his legs so that he was facing south when he was pooing.
Isn't this amazing? Now?
And then, and as I say, JP and somebody else as well says they're going to get a compass and. I actually put it to the test.
I am 100% now going to do it.
That's going to be the weirdest sight around the country now.
Now, if it's a couple of degrees off here and there, you know yourself, because there's a true north and then that thing north. But if it's roughly there, it'll be an amazing finding for us all. And if there's one mad dog out there doing it to the east or the west, I want to find him.
Rebel.
Yeah, real rebel hound.
Belinda Carlisle, Heaven is a Place on Earth, here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 23 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Hitbit on the way, almost touching the grand, 980 at the moment. 087-188-0008 if you fancy having a play. Now, I know for this next story, right, I'm stretching it a little bit here, right, because PJ has a story ready for us, and it's all about the kind of interesting facts and figures that exist in this nation.
Yeah, the CSO,
so it's kind of like, stats.
It is. It's very statistical.
But
yeah.
I couldn't get a stats song.
So what's this one again? This is.
So I went for Scatman.
Scatman. As in stat. I couldn't make it. I couldn't
it's
make the connection.
It's as close as I could get. I'm the stats man.
Oh my God.
I was stretching it a bit.
I'm the stat man. Yeah.
So what is the story? Anything good?
Well, it's the CSO. So the facts and figures of the year are out. You know, they've been released to tell. It gives us basically, I suppose you could say, it's like a Polaroid snapshot of the country.
Look at you, down with the kids.
Yeah, y'all. It's a Polaroid Snapchat. Yeah, that would really be down with the kids. Oh, my God. Although one of them would last slightly longer than the other. But there you go. So it's a Polaroid sort of snapshot of the country we're living in. How many people are in it. Popular names and deaths and births and marriages and all of that sort of crap. So it's kind of interesting to look at. The population of Ireland. Would you know what it is? Like, if I was to say how many people are in Ireland.
When you do this now, is this the island or the or
no, it's
literally
the Republic. So the CSO, yeah.
Right,
so it's literally what we can survey ourselves.
I'd go for about 4.25.
I tell you, you're not bad. Fair play to you. It's 4,921,500.
Oh my God, it's nearly 5.
So it's nearly, we're banging on the door of 5 million. Yeah, banging on the door of 5 million. 2,438,000 are lads. And 2,483,500 are women. So that means there's a sort of a crossover.
There's a surplus of women, is there?
There is. There's more women. 45,500 extra women in the country. They're there. And then there's lads like me walking around saying, like, do you know what I mean? Like, I'm just pointing that out. You know what I mean? Like,
so, yeah.
A single woman is obviously a normal thing because there's actually more women than men. Right. So you really have to be a... Like
so what you're saying is women can legitimately turn around and say there literally isn't enough men in the country.
And then you have to get, you go all the good ones.
Right.
And you go the ones that you like and the flavours and tastes and all. So it's harder for women. As is a lot of things.
Yeah.
For lads now. Like, we're not even the fairer side of things. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's an abundance of lads.
So you're saying there's a multitude of available women out there.
Yeah.
but for some reason.
But here's me following me dogs around, wondering if they do a poo to the north or the south. With a compass, right? We'll leave that
Have
one there.
Have you considered that that might be a participating factor at all?
Might be.
Anyway.
Anyway, obviously it's not my fault, and we'll move swiftly on. So when it comes to the babies, there were 61,016 births registered in Ireland in 2018. 31,298 males. This is interesting, right?
Yeah.
Males. And 29,718 females. So even though there's more women than men now, the birth rate seems to be changing. That there's more men being born.
So it's going to start balancing.
So it should start balancing out. Which will make life even more difficult. For the likes.
Going back to that original argument.
Going back to the original argument, it makes life even more difficult again. We don't need to do deaths, do we? We can skate
By the
over.
Way, just of all the babies born, what's the... Is there a name thing?
There is names, yeah.
What
and thanks for
it?
Taking me off the deaths, because that's a miserable... It's as if it wasn't miserable enough.
Yeah, PJ was bringing himself down a dark hole there.
I haven't been in good form lately at all anyway. So when we're going into this now...
Let's talk about death.
Now let's talk about the likelihood of us all to be dead by the end. No, we'll leave that alone. You're right, the names is where to go. So Jack and Emily are still the most popular boys and girls names in the country. There's still more Emily's and Jack's being born than
Emily.
Anything else. Yeah, a nice name.
Oh, it's a lovely name. Lovely name. Just wasn't expecting that.
I know. And
The trend was though, with the Jack thing is, that's a real... There was a trend towards really solid, blokey names for kids, wasn't there?
Yeah. And then there's new ones then on the horizon as well. So and it sort of goes that way actually. Frankie and Freddie.
Yeah.
They're very new and developed, growing names.
Yeah.
But Theo and Theodore is as well. Fair play. I mean, nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, I just don't know any Theos. I'm trying to think.
They're
of
all
Theo
going to end up being Teddies, aren't they?
Yeah.
Teddies.
As in Theodore Roosevelt.
Yeah. So eventually, though.
Ted Roosevelt. Yeah.
All right, Ted. Not so bad. You know, it's going to... So in like 60 years time, there's going to be Frankie's, Freddie's and Teddy's all over Ireland.
Brilliant.
And on the women's side of things, it's Ada, Bella, Bonnie and Ivy are the growing names.
Ivy's a nice name. I like that.
Ivy is a nice name. Yeah it is. So is like Ada's nice as well. I don't know. Bella is like...
That's beauty, isn't it?
Please forgive me if this is your name, but Bella to me is a Bichon Frise. Come on, Bella. Come on, Bella. Come on, do the poo. Do your busy.
Yeah, yeah. Point yourself north there. Do what you need to do.
Come on, Bella. Yeah.
But is Bella's, isn't it? That's a translation of beauty, isn't it?
Yeah, isn't it?
I don't know what language, but anyway.
In Italian, isn't it? La Vita Bella, the beautiful
life.
Yeah, beautiful life, whatever. So that's, so that's all. It's pretty good. So it's they've recorded a 0.9% rise in property prices as well, the CSO.
What a shock.
Yeah, but the daft tell us they're going down. So once again, I'd like to say, as someone who can't buy a house... And he was in the predicament of being refused...
This survey's
how are you supposed
to
know? This is going really badly for me, isn't it?
These statistics aren't backing you up with you at all.
I know. If you're a normal lad trying to go on about his business and you're following your dogs around with a compass, it makes you look like a weirdo. These statistics. They don't really help you out at all.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so they don't. But there you go. That's kind of Ireland in a very... And I don't know. There's a lot about median salary and stuff. I would tell you about it, but I don't understand.
Does it say what the average salary is now?
This is the median weekly was €718. Is that what that is?
A
between
week.
40 and 49 year olds.
Right.
And 50 and 59 year olds is 680.44. That would be 44 cents. in 2018.
Right.
Yeah, so the lowest, 294.15, I was going to say, and 15 cents was the lowest in 2018.
Blooming heck.
Don't really understand that now, if I'm going through it, because I tell you, you know, it makes me really look at my earnings and go, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing? Like, you'd look at that and go, how are you getting it all wrong? That's what I get from that.
Joe, something. I think in future we should stay away from statistics and you. That hasn't gone well. I think we should keep you away from statistics. It's probably best for you not to know what's going on.
Well, I would say I was in ignorant bliss otherwise, but I was actually in ignorant confusion, so I don't think it makes a bit blind bit of difference.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with Woodland Motor Company. Finding a quality used car can be a little hit and miss. Finally, find the deal you can rely on. WoodlandMotorCo.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit Bit. The Hit Bit, it is worth €980 this morning. All for you, of course, if you could just tell us what song it's from and it sounds like this. And that's it, then we give it to you. £980, as always, classichits.ie. Have a good listen before you get on. You don't want to waste a guess. So Anne in Dublin is going to have a go first this morning. How are you getting on, Anne?
Morning, lads. How are you?
Oh, good, Anne. What's the story with you? What are you up to? Work, rest or play today?
Work.
Oh.
All right, what are you working at, or are we allowed to know?
I work in Audi.
Oh, do
you? Lovely.
Yeah.
Oh, very nice. Well, Audi, yeah.
Which one? Do tell.
Any chance of a test drive with no actual prospect of buying anything?
Do you work in one of the dealerships or a main head office or something, or what?
No,
your...
the dealership. I do the bit of cleaning for them.
Lovely. Oh, good stuff, right. Yeah,
lovely.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you ever need anybody to test out the old cars at any stage, PJ and myself always available, you know.
If you have nothing to do and you need someone to come in and dirty one up for that. Right, so Anne, we'd love to give you a few quid this morning, set you up well for the weekend. What do you think it is?
I think it's Jamiroquai, Space Cowboy.
Oh,
Space
right.
Cowboy,
God, I haven't heard
that
in ages.
Song.
What about that, Michael?
Lads, this is going on so long. Like, this is virtual insanity at this stage. Oh. The fact that this just keeps going and going. Isn't it, PJ?
Yeah.
It's wrong.
Unlucky, Anne. Unlucky.
No problem.
Have a good day. Take care of yourself, Anne. Cheers.
Bye-bye.
See you, Anne. Have a good one. Right, Niamh is on as well. Hiya, Niamh.
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad, Niamh. What part of the country are you in?
In Newbridge, in Kildare.
Oh, Newbridge, all great stuff. What's it like? Is it nippy there as well this morning, yeah?
Yeah, it's cold.
It is, isn't it? We all want, like,
won't... Yeah, but it's January. It should be cold.
I know, but should we...
Like cold, yeah.
I know, but Niamh, like, I was walking around in my T-shirt there 2 days ago. I was.
But Jim, between him and Tara, I haven't heard so much talk about weather. I'm cold.
Unbelievable.
Oh, it's too hot.
I like the cold, though. I prefer the cold.
You know what that is, PJ?
Cold and bright, Niamh. Isn't that the way to go?
Yeah, no.
Absolutely. Cold and bright.
I don't agree with that at all.
It's an age thing, PJ.
Is it, yeah? Yeah. I'd rather it to be damp and warm.
No, going on about the weather so much.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Right, Niamh, never mind us. What do you think it is? We try and give you some money.
Is it Tom Jones, Leave Your Hat On?
Leave Your Hat On.
Oh,
what a
wow.
Song.
Tom Jones.
No, no.
Oh, no.
No, Niamh.
Oh, my God.
Not sorry.
Right, sorry about that, Niamh.
Have a good day, Niamh. Take care of yourself.
Stay dry and warm.
Bye-bye. All right.
Right, so there you go.
To be fair to him, at least he went for that.
He did, in fairness.
He didn't hold back on that.
Yeah, the way he normally chickens out.
Yeah. He went for that one. Right, good stuff, Michael. Right, if you want to play for our cash, of course, €980. Damien Farrelly's the man to take care of business. 20 to 5 this afternoon.
20 to 5, you can have another go. Still be €580 with him, so it's quite a lot of cash. Give it a go. Give him a shout. Or not... €980, for the love of God, me.
That'll do. Survivor, Eye of the Tiger here at Classic Hits. 9 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Thursday, Friday's Eve. Almost there, folks. Touching distance of the... I was going to say the first weekend of the new year, but it's... Well, you know what I mean. It's kind of sort of like the first weekend. After the first full week of work.
Of normal time, I've been calling it. Yeah, the first weekend of normal time, yeah.
Good to have you with us. 087-188-0008. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. And if you're with us very early this morning, right, we sort of teased a little story that that you're probably aware of because it's proper bizarre.
Mad story. Absolutely mad story yesterday.
And it kind of reminded us of a...
It did.
Of this.
The exploits of Billy Murphy and Young Offenders came to life yesterday.
Yeah.
In a weird thing. So these head cases, much like Billy Murphy, I suppose, they nicked an airport shuttle bus yesterday from the airport. There was three tourists on it. So two mad lads jumped in, hijacked a tourist bus with two tourists on it.
Right.
That's the main part of this story, right? But in a weird turn of events, they dropped them to a hotel. So they didn't take them to the hotel.
So it's not like a kidnapping thing here, right?
Well, I suppose it was.
It started off as a kidnapping.
But
and then it just ended up that they brought them to the wrong hotel.
So the tourists involved, right, were on a shuttle bus sitting there. And they were supposed to be brought to, I think, the Carlton Hotel, which is in Santry in Dublin, not too far from the airport.
Right.
They missed because of a connecting flight and a delay, they missed their flight. So the Dublin Airport or Aer Lingus, whoever it was, were going to put them up in the Carlton Hotel.
Right.
They're on a shuttle bus. Two lads get on and took off with these passengers on board. They headed up towards up the M1 towards Drogheda, Julian's
Town. Towards Drogheda?
Yeah, towards Julian's Town. And they pulled into the City North Hotel. And they let them off. And at this point, still to this point, the tourists had no idea what was going on. So they went into the City North Hotel, thinking it was the hotel they were supposed to be staying
in. So they thought the two lads who had hijacked the bus were just the normal drivers?
Yeah. Now, they were asked afterwards, did anything seem abnormal to you? To which one of them said, I thought he was driving a bit fast now, all right, yeah? But otherwise, no, like... So they went into the City North Hotel.
These obviously were. Do we know what nationality they were or whatever?
UK and Colombia, I believe.
UK and Colombia?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what it was. And
so they obviously then they had no idea they were heading even in the wrong direction.
No, sure, they didn't know where they were. They thought they were at the right hotel. They got to the City North Hotel and went in to check in, to which the people there obviously had no idea what was happening. They said, we've no record of you at all.
Yeah.
And I guess then the penny started to drop when the Garda helicopter flew over the hotel. And at this stage, the guards were alerted. They chased these idiots. These madmen then rammed the Garda car.
Just out of curiosity, right? I mean, I've been on one of the shuttle buses. These are the ones that bring you back and forth to the airport or to the car park.
Yeah.
Isn't it those ones?
Well, like, it's a white shuttle bus. I guess it was a Carlton Hotel one, I think.
Ah, right, okay. Because I was going to say, I mean, how much speed can you get out of one of those things?
Not bad.
Well, obviously it's those ones, because they're like sort of converted vans.
Yeah, they're like a converted big, large transit style. Or Mercedes Vito style van, yeah.
Yeah, right, so you would get a bit of poke out of those.
I'd say so, yeah. And then they ram a Garda car.
Oh my God.
And they keep going. They cross the border. Not only then do they ensue a chase from the guards, they're now under pursuit of the PSNI as well. They then decide to ram a PSNI vehicle. Then they cross the border back into Carrickmacross.
Oh my God.
Rob another car that was parked. But the Garda helicopter then had eyes on them and they were eventually apprehended. Now they're in Carrickmacross. They spent the night in Carrickmacross in the Garda station there.
How old are these lads?
Who they are, what their name is, what age they are. Not a single clue. And I doubt the guards can make head nor tail of them either.
What a bizarre!
But it really does
to
make
do it from the air. Like, so it sounds like they just decided spur of the moment
to just go for it. Wouldn't it be amazing though if when they got off the City North Hotel and the guards were surrounding in the helicopter and they suddenly realised what was happening, that the Colombian lad goes, "I'm Billy Murphy," and then the two Brits are going, "Oh, Billy Murphy." It does sound like Billy was on his exploits. I doubt now somehow pizza was involved. Yeah, I doubt they were all singing the Frank and Walters after all. I don't think it was anything like that. I am glad nobody was hurt. Can we definitely say that? Fair play to the guards for tracking them down. But
thankfully, at least they had the good sense to let the tourists off.
To let the tourists off,
for fear that something might have happened.
And but then you hear all the criticism. It's mad. People go, why didn't they ram them off the road? They tried to. They actually tried. They had a go at ramming them. But they just kept going, and they were on a motorway. We're like, so you can't really just ram someone off a motorway. I guess the guards did everything they could, and like probably still didn't know if there was people on the back of this thing either. You know,
that would I tell you so. It's at times like that you wish we had a media like. You know, like in the UK or the US.
Oh, would you love to be watching that, like the OJ Simpson?
Exactly, that's what I was thinking, like the Ford Bronco chase.
Remember that, when you love that in Ireland, and you just see, and you have RTE and all going, we're breaking, no more from Glen Rowe, we're going to interrupt Glen Rowe. Well, that's okay, it's a bit, we're not there anymore.
You know, the best part would have been,
to go live to a chase.
High-speed chase from Dublin Airport, and they, oh, hang on a second, wait, something happening here. Oh, sorry, there's just... They're just dropping off passengers. Tell you what, we'll take an ad break there and we'll come back to them when they start again.
When they drop off the passengers, we start again. But we're going to go live to ITV because they're crossing the border.
Charles and Eddie, would I lie to you here at Classic Hits? Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. What is it? 18 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Thursday. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. Got a bit of a competition for you now because we have these Sound of Music tickets. Sound of Music is happening at the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre. It's back because the first time round, it was huge. They sold out and all that sort of stuff. So they decided to give it another run. And this time round, Clelia Murphy, good friend of the show. Former Fair City actress, of course. She was on Dancing with the Stars, all that, you know, Clelia.
Ah, she's brilliant, yeah.
And she's going to star as the Baroness Elsa in this production of The Sound of Music, which PJ watched over Christmas.
I did, and had I a have little to tear. Say, I had a great time. I had a really great time. I got totally sucked into it.
Yeah.
By the time your man, the Baron Von... houses.
Trap.
That's his name.
Yeah.
By the time he was doing the whole Edelweiss,
that was it.
Totally wrapped. I couldn't get away from it. Yeah.
You were gone.
Very. Anyway, it's emotional.
It's running from tomorrow, the 10th. Until Saturday the 1st of February, right? So that's when it's actually on. But if you want to pick up a pair of tickets, we've got another one of these that Magic Mike has dreamt up. Can we just say, Mike, these are blooming tough, right?
Yeah, this one's hard this morning now.
Well, yesterday was tough enough.
Yeah,
this one's way tougher, isn't it, Peter?
We had a sneaky listen to this, and this, I can actually only hear three noises. I beg your pardon. There's three songs in it. I can actually still only hear two, no matter how many times I listen to it.
And do you know any of them so far?
One of them.
Okay.
Well, right. I've had a guess at the three, right?
Okay, fine.
But we disagree on the middle one.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
that's only because I can't hear the middle one. I can't hear it.
Yeah, well, they're all kind of mixed in together.
Yeah, this is tough, right? So this is it. Basically, right, Mike's put together this mix and it is the sound of music. The question is, what music is it? Basically, you just got to tell us, what are these three songs? Now, listen to this.
Yeah.
It is one of those ones where
That is.
Now, the one we disagree on is the middle one.
Okay.
I have one view of it.
Right, I still.
PJ has another.
Okay, I think I hear a middle one now.
Okay.
And I have a feeling I have an idea what it is, which gives me two out of three.
Right.
Okay, fine. I'm not going to give you any clues.
I'll say it to you when people aren't listening, obviously, because then we'd be ruining it.
Right, so that's what it is. I'm going to play it for you a couple of times again, right? But 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp. We just need to know the three songs that Mike has put into this sound of music. They are the sound of three songs, but what are they? Took me ages to get the last one, even though the last one is the longest bit of it.
I can't get the last one. All I hear in the last one is some young lad blowing into a kazoo. That's all I hear.
You wouldn't be too far wrong, to be fair.
Right, here it is again. Right, is that enough? Have they had enough?
I'm after seeing someone get this right already.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
Right, brilliant. Right, well, let's see how you get on then. 087-188-0008. Give us the three songs that Mike has mixed up into that little mix there and give us your name as well. 087-188-0008. Yeah, I want it that way. The Backstreet Boys here are Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's almost 23 minutes to 9 o'clock. Of course, breakfast table quiz on the way. Chance to win Simply Red tickets. You just got to get five.
Five is what you got to get,
That's the requirement,
and that'll
right?
do it for you, yeah.
That'll do it. Right, now, the other thing we've got to do is got to announce the winner of tickets, actually, for the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre. The Sound of Music starts tomorrow. Another run there because the last one was so successful. Clelia Murphy starring in this one. Starts tomorrow, runs until the 1st of February, if you want to get your hands on tickets and go along. But we have a set to give away, right? And this was what we asked you to identify. That was very good, isn't it? You can't hear anything there. Hang on.
That's good. Thank God for that.
Yeah,
I'll tell you something. It's about as clear as two of them on this anyway, to be quite honest with you. I still think, now that I can clearly hear a middle one, I actually think that I have it right and you have it wrong.
Really?
But I'm saying to you, it's the only one I got right.
Right,
okay. Basically, I say I have the first one right because I copied you. That's about the size of it.
Right, now, hopefully my machines are starting to work again. But, right, so this was it.
And that gadget at the end, I haven't a clue what that's
really?
Yeah.
Okay, right. Well, here we go. So Magic Mike put this together, right? So I think we both agree on the first one. You know the first one, do you? You didn't?
No, only because you said it and I went, yes, but I actually didn't hear it.
I was just
copying you, yeah.
Right, so I thought that was the easiest one. That had to be Queen and Radio Gaga, didn't it?
Yes, that's in there. Well done,
there
Jim. Well done, PJ, for copying Jim's work.
No problem. Well, I got the second one.
Right, the second
now,
one?
Now, see, this is where we disagree. Because you think what?
I think this is In Excess, Need You Tonight.
No.
What?
It's not In Excess. And loads of texts are said In Excess as well, but it's not right.
Whereas I thought it was Fine Young Cannibals.
Yes. That's it.
Oh, for God's sake.
To be fair, when you said In Excess, that made me double guess myself kind of thing.
Oh my God.
But,
I got none of them right then, is what this comes down to.
Have you no idea of the last one at all?
I haven't an idea. I can hear, honestly, is a young lad playing with a gazoo.
I thought this was the hardest one. This took me a while to get.
Okay.
But in the end, I opted for Take That.
That's exactly right.
What?
I don't know why that won't play now. Hang on a second.
So it's Relight My Fire.
Yeah.
How could it be? It just goes
yeah,
like this.
Ah, that's very hard. Ah, that's very hard.
But if I put in the start after the woo bit, that's it would have been way too easy. You know?
Oh my God, that's very hard.
So did many people get it, Mike?
Oh, hundreds of people got it right.
Really?
Unbelievable. But the most...
Okay, steady on.
To be fair to you, PJ, the most common mistake was in excess.
Was it? Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, that's grand, because that's the only one I was absolutely positive about. So the winner then is Philip Brennan. Philip Brennan, fair play to you. Congratulations, you got all of those right. You and hundreds of others. Only a few handfuls of each just got it wrong, apparently. So there you go. Well done, Philip.
Right, pair of tickets to go along to the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre for The Sound of Music starts back there tomorrow.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next goal gets the board. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartins and Ennis in Limerick. 2020 is your year. Get the exam results you deserve with Julie's. See KES.ie.
Right, everyone wins on the Breakfast Table Quiz this week, providing, of course, you can get 5. Not a huge ask normally on the Breakfast Table Quiz, although we did come a cropper on Monday and had to kind of cave in a little bit.
We did.
But still, it's a ticket pick and mix, although the mix bit has kind of gone out of us. We had got Simply Red, Simple Minds and The Script, but all of The Script and Simple Minds have gone.
Yes, they have gone, which means we're down to Simply Red. If you want to play for Pride as well, 9 or more is the score you need.
Right.
But there's a man called Craig Balfe, who I believe is a Simply Red fan on the phone. Hey, Craig.
How are you doing? All right.
Craig, what's the story?
Not for me, PJ. My dad loves them.
Are you serious? You're playing for your old man?
Yeah.
They all say that, Craig.
He doesn't even know anything about it. I just said, sure, it's early in the morning. I'll give him a text.
This is very funny. Now, Craig, if you're spotted walking around outside the Three Arena with a ginger wig, we know what you're up to, like.
Yeah. Anyone buying or selling the tickets? Right, listen, Craig, to get your hands on them, For your dad, yeah. Let's just try and get you to get at least 5 of these right in the 60 seconds, okay?
Sound.
Best of luck, man. Here we go.
With what roast meat is applesauce normally served?
Pork.
Yeah, in which 1982 film did Dustin Hoffman play a cross-dressing actor called Michael Dorsey?
Don't
know. Tootsie, what is the chemical symbol for calcium?
CA.
Who had a hit with Papa Don't Preach?
Madonna.
The term cardiac refers to what part of the human body?
Heart.
What is the opposite of an inflation?
Deflation.
Who starred as Castaway Chuck Noland in the movie Castaway?
Tom Hanks.
In the human body contains how many pairs of ribs?
2.
It's 12, apparently. On which date do Americans celebrate Independence Day?
4th of July.
Pure gold consists of how many carats?
99.
It's 24. Which sign of the zodiac comes between Libra and Sagittarius?
Capricorn.
It's Scorpio. What O is the name given to the former Turkish Empire?
Don't know.
Ottoman, in the Jungle Book, what kind of animal was the character Akela?
Don't know.
Akela, a wolf, apparently. Which Irish band had a hit in 1994 with the song Zombie?
The Cranberries.
Yeah!
No bother to you.
No bother to you. Have them well won.
Absolutely.
Well won, Craig.
Final score was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 correct answers.
And I'd nearly give you 9 because I have no idea how to pronounce that wolf's name, to be
honest
with
you. You were right the first time, Akela.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, Akela, head of the wolf pack.
Right,
yeah,
then.
Anyway, Craig.
Neither did I, to be honest, Craig.
Your dad is going to be over the moon.
Yeah, congratulations to your dad and you, Craig.
Yeah, well
thanks
done.
Very much,
pair of Simply Red tickets, all yours, Craig. Have a cracking day. Take care of yourself, man. Cheers.
See you, Oscar.